Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Mem, the third parak, Cheskas Abatim. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav quoted Rav Nachman saying, "Machal bifnei shnayim, a protest must be made before two witnesses, bein tzarich lomar ksova, and he does not need to tell them write a shtar regarding the machal, since recording the machal only benefits him. They may write it on their own based on the principle of zaknu adam shel b'fanav. Similarly, a moda'ah, a notification of a transaction made under duress, whereby he informs edim before a transaction that is being made under coercion and should be void, is made before two edim, and they may record it without his instruction. Hoda'ah, admission of owing money must be made before two edim, and they cannot write a shtar without his instruction because a shtar prevents him from later claiming he paid. Kenyan, an acquisition of chalipin via sudar, is made before two edim, and they can record it without his instruction. Rava later explains, mishum destam kinyan ksiva omet, because such a kinyan, made without hesitation, is ordinarily intended to be written. Pointing to Rabban Rav Yosef said a moda is only written about mandala tzai's dina, a coercer who does not listen to Basin's ruling. Otherwise, the moda is disregarded because the purported victim should have summoned him to Basin. Abai and Rava said, afil alai v'alecha, it is even written about people such as me or you because Basin may not have been available. The Nardian said that any moda which does not state, ani adina bebu unsa de polanya, we the Edim know about Pony's coercion, is not valid because the victim simply informing the Edim about his coercion is insufficient. The Gemara asks that Rava said a moda is not written for sales, which the Rashbam explains, is because if he was forced to sell a specific field, which Rava holds is not a valid sale, the Edim witnessing the sale knew about the coercion and will inform Basin. It answers that Rava agrees a moda is written where the coercion was done surreptitiously, such as the incident of the orchard, where a creditor used an orchard for 3 years to collect a debt and secretly threatened to claim it was his unless the owner sold it to him. And pointing with you, Rav Yudah said that a matanta tamirta, a secret gift document, meaning a document written secretly, cannot be used to collect the gift because we suspect the gift is not genuine. There are two versions if Rav Yosef explained the case as where he instructed the witnesses to write the shtar in hiding or where he did not instruct them to write it in public, the difference being if he said nothing. Rav was quoted as saying that this shtar still constitutes a moda'ah to disqualify another shtar later conveying the property to someone else. However, Rav Papa says that Rav did not actually say this, but it was inferred from another ruling. A woman only consented to marry someone if he would give her all his property. His oldest son objected, so the man instructed Aiden to secretly write a shtar giving his property to his son, and then write a shtar giving the property to the woman. Rava ruled that neither acquired the property, and it was assumed that he considered the first secret shtar as moda against the second. In truth, however, the case was known that he was compelled to give her the property, but ordinarily, a secret shtar does not indicate that a later gift is not genuine. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav quoted Rav Nachman saying, "Machal bifnei shnayim, a protest must be made before two witnesses, bein tzarich lomar ksova, and he does not need to tell them, write a shtar regarding the machal. Since recording the machal only benefits him, they may write it on their own based on the principle of zaknu adam shel b'fanav. Similarly, a moda'ah, a notification of a transaction made under duress, whereby he informs edim before a transaction that is being made under coercion and should be void, is made before two edim, and they may record it without his instruction. Hoda'ah, admission of owing money must be made before two edim, and they cannot write a shtar without his instruction because a shtar prevents him from later claiming he paid. Kenyan, an acquisition of chalipin via sudar, is made before two edim, and they can record it without his instruction. Rava later explains, mishum destam kinyan ksiva omet, because such a kinyan, made without hesitation, is ordinarily intended to be written. Pointing to Rabban Rav Yosef said a moda is only written about mandala tzai's dina, a coercer who does not listen to Basin's ruling. Otherwise, the moda is disregarded because the purported victim should have summoned him to Basin. Abai and Rava said, afil alai v'alecha, it is even written about people such as me or you because Basin may not have been available. The Nardian said that any moda which does not state, ani adina bebu unsa de polanya, we the Edim know about Pony's coercion, is not valid because the victim simply informing the Edim about his coercion is insufficient. The Gemara asks that Rava said a moda is not written for sales, which the Rashbam explains, is because if he was forced to sell a specific field, which Rava holds is not a valid sale, the Edim witnessing the sale knew about the coercion and will inform Basin. It answers that Rava agrees a moda is written where the coercion was done surreptitiously, such as the incident of the orchard, where a creditor used an orchard for 3 years to collect a debt and secretly threatened to claim it was his unless the owner sold it to him. And pointing with you, Rav Yudah said that a matanta tamirta, a secret gift document, meaning a document written secretly, cannot be used to collect the gift because we suspect the gift is not genuine. There are two versions if Rav Yosef explained the case as where he instructed the witnesses to to write the Shtar in hiding, or where he did not instruct them to write it in public, the difference being if he said nothing. Rav was quoted as saying that this Shtar still constitutes a moda'ah to disqualify another Shtar later conveying the property to someone else. However, Rav Papa says that Rav did not actually say this, but it was inferred from another ruling. A woman only consented to marry someone if he would give her all his property. His oldest son objected, so the man instructed Aiden to secretly write a Shtar giving his property to his son, and then write a Shtar giving the property to the woman. Rav ruled that neither acquired the property, and it was assumed that he considered the first secret Shtar as moda'ah against the second. In truth, however, the case was known that he was compelled to give her the property, but ordinarily, a secret Shtar does not indicate that a later gift is not genuine. Alright, so now we got our Siman Daf Mem, and our standard Siman relates to Mayim, and we use a pool to make this more distinct. So here goes. The Eidim who heard the owner of the pool make a mocha about the swimmers who were occupying his pool, who wrote a Shtar without having to ask the owner, and the Eidim who wrote a moda when they heard the lifeguard describe how he was being forced to sell his big red tube, didn't notice the Eidim trying to hide behind the lifeguard chair to write a secret Shtar Matana. Once again, slow motion. The Eidim who heard the owner of the pool, that must be one of Daf Mem, Mayim. The Eidim who heard the owner of the pool make mocha about the swimmers who were occupying his pool, who wrote a Shtar without having to ask the owner, which reminds us, Rav quoted Rav Nachman saying, mocha b'fnei shnayim, a protest must be made before two witnesses, and he does not need to tell them, write a Shtar recording the mocha. Since recording the mocha only benefits him, they may write it on their own based on the principle of zaknu adam shul b'fanav. So the Eidim who heard the owner of the pool make a mocha about the swimmers who were occupying his pool, who wrote a Shtar without having to ask the owner, and the Eidim who wrote moda when they heard the lifeguard describe how he was being forced to sell his big red tube, which reminds us, Rabban Rav Yosef said that a moda is only written about man delo tzais dina, a coercer who does not listen to Basin's ruling. Otherwise, the moda is disregarded because the purported victim should have summoned him to Basin. Abai and Rava said, afil alaiva alecha, it's even written about people such as me or you, because Basin may not have been available. So the Eidim who heard the owner of the pool make a mocha about the swimmers who were occupying his pool, who wrote a Shtar without having to ask the owner, and the Eidim who wrote a moda when they heard the lifeguard describe how he was being forced to sell his big red tube, didn't notice the Eidim trying to hide behind the lifeguard chair to write a secret Shtar Matana, which reminds us, Reviewed said that a Matanta Tamirta, a secret gift document, meaning a document written secretly, cannot be used to collect the gift because we suspect the gift is not genuine. There are two versions of Rav Yosef explained the case as where he instructed the witnesses to write the Shtar in hiding, or where he did not instruct them to write it in public, the difference being if he said nothing. So once again, the Eidim who heard the owner of the pool make a mocha about the swimmers who were occupying his pool, who wrote a Shtar without having to ask the owner, and the Eidim who wrote a moda when they heard the lifeguard describe how he was being forced to sell his big red tube, didn't notice the Eidim trying to hide behind the lifeguard chair to write a secret Shtar Matana. All right, so now it's time for Vorba Bach Hazara. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simra Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The lulav salesman, lulav, that must be more Daf Lamed Vav. The lulav salesman who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shviz, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that if an occupant consumed a field's produce, which is orla, shmita, or klaim, he does not establish a chazaka, since orla and klaim produce are both asa b'hana, and shmita produce is hefker for anyone to take. The owner feels no need to protest the occupant's harvesting it. So the lulav salesman who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shviz waved his lulav in triumph when he successfully established a chazaka on sheep after 3 years, which reminds the Mishnah that one can establish a chazaka on slaves by using them for 3 years. The Gemara Aser Reish Lakish said, Hagodros ain't land a chazaka. Animals do not have a chazaka to prove ownership. Since they can move about on their own, possessing them does not prove ownership. Rava answers that although they do not have immediate chazaka, like ordinary metaltalin, they do have a chazaka after 3 years because the owner should have protested before then. So the lulav salesman who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shviz waved his lulav in triumph when he successfully established a chazaka on sheep after 3 years, after putting away his plow, which was made of lulavim, since plowing does not establish a chazaka, which reminds us, it's a machlokas whether near plowing establish a chazaka. The reason plowing would establish a chazaka is, a man will not allow that another will plow his land and remain silent. The other opinion holds that the owner reasons, let him put every chip of the plow into the ground, since his field will be plowed when he retakes it. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simra Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. Team Chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag. Laser tag? That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Zayin. Team Chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag when they hid behind a different set of 10 trees in the same field each year, which reminds us, Abai said that we may derive the following ruling from Rabbi Shmuel. If a property had 30 trees planted at a rate of 10 trees per bay saw, which is the appropriate spacing for an orchard, and the machzik harvested 10 different trees each year, he establishes a chazak on the entire field after 3 years. Rabbi Shmuel had ruled that if one harvested 3 different crops during a single year, he establishes a chazak on the entire field because harvesting one crop is considered a chazaka on all the crops. So Team Chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag when they hid behind a different set of 10 trees in the same field each year and zapped one opponent crouching behind a sold sign for trees and another behind a sold sign for the land, which reminds us, Amoraim discussed a case where one purchased trees of a field from someone and someone else purchased the field if the purchaser of the trees acquires part of the field. Razvid said, Zekhan Ilanas v'Zekhan Akarka, this one acquires only the trees and that one acquires the entire land. Papa said, Zekana Ilanas v'chatzi karka, v'zekana chatzi karka. This one acquires the trees and half the land, and that one acquires half the land. Rashbam explains, this means the tree purchaser acquires the amount of land normally acquired when buying trees. So Team Chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag when they hid behind a different set of 10 trees in the same field each year and zapped one opponent crouching behind a sold sign for trees and another behind a sold sign for the land, and snatched the trophy that was next to a tree that a seller kept for himself when he sold the field. Which reminds us, the Gemara says, Macher karka b'shiyar ilanos lefanav. If one sold his land and explicitly retained his trees for himself, he retained some land around the trees. Daf lamed ches. So the simmer daf lamed ches is a davar lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the simmon. So here goes. The man enjoying a hearty bowl of chicken soup. Chicken soup, that must mean we're on daf lamed ches, a davar lach, liquid, chicken soup. The man enjoying a hearty bowl of chicken soup as he tried to establish a chazaka on land in the Galil, where the original owner was in Yehuda, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shalosh Ratzos of Chazaka, there are 3 lands in Eretz Israel regarding chazaka, Yehuda, Eber Yarden, and the Galil. If the former owner was in Yehuda and the occupant in the Galil, or the reverse, it's not a valid chazaka until the original owner is with him in the same province. Rav Yehuda disagrees and says that the entire reason a chazaka requires 3 years is so that if the former owner was as far as Spain and someone occupies his field for 1 year, people can go notify him during the second year and he can come protest in the 3rd year. He holds a chazaka can be established immediately if the owner is local, but 3 years were instituted for an owner who is abroad. So the man enjoying a hearty bowl of chicken soup as he tried to establish a chazaka on land in the Galil, while the original owner was in Yehuda, after he fled because he had unpaid debts, which reminds us, Rav said, Ein machzichin benichse boreach. One cannot establish a chazaka of a fugitive's property. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that a chazaka is based on the owner returning and protesting. But this boreach cannot return, and he holds, a machah shelo b'fanav is not a valid machah. Later, Rav rules, as the Gemara explains, that one can establish a chazaka against a boreach machmas mamun, one fleeing for monetary reasons, meaning unpaid debts, because he can protest from his distant location. However, one cannot establish a chazaka against a boreach machmas mardin, one fleeing because of murder, since he is afraid for his location to become known, because his victim's relatives may presume to take revenge, he cannot protest from his location. So, the man enjoying a hearty bowl of chicken soup as he tried to establish a chazaka on land in the Galil, while the original owner was in Yehuda, after he fled because he had unpaid debts, was approached by a man who related the original owner's macha, which he had heard from a friend of a friend of 2 lame people who heard the macha directly, which reminds us, Rav taught an additional chiddush that even if you protested in front of 2 people who cannot relate the protest to the occupant, meaning because they're lame, it's still a valid macha. The Gemara explains Rav's reasoning. Your friend has a friend, and your friend's friend has a friend. Although the 2 witnesses themselves cannot relate the macha personally to the occupant, word will spread through others until it reaches him. Daf Lamates, so the simmer Daf Lamates is a letter. So here goes. After the mocha wrote his macha in a letter, that must be on Daf Lamates. After the mocha wrote his mocha in a letter and sealed the envelope telling the edim not to show the machzik, but they can show others, which reminds us, Razvid said that a mocha must state, Polanya gazlano, who Poloni is a robber, for he took my land in robbery, ulamachar tavanale bedina, and tomorrow I'll sue him in court. If the protester told the edim, Lotemrule, do not tell the machzik that I protested, Razvid says the mocha is invalid since they were told not to tell him. Rapapa says that he meant, do not tell him himself, but you may tell others about it, and it will spread through the principle of Chavri Yisrael. So after the mocha wrote his mochon a letter and sealed the envelope, telling the Eidim not to show the machzik, but they can show others, they showed it to three people because they learned in Shmiras HaLashon that that's the way to guarantee everyone will find out about it, which reminds us, Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan were asked how many people he required to witness the original mocha. Rechi Bar Abba quoted him requiring two Eidim, and Rabbi Avo quoted him requiring three. The Gemara suggests they argue about Rabbi Rav Huna's principle, called Milsa de Mesamra Ba'apitlasa, anything which was said before three people. There's no prohibition of Lashon Hora to repeat it, since it's certain to become public knowledge. So after the Mocha wrote his Mocha in a letter and sealed the envelope, telling the Eidim not to show the Machzik, but they can show others, they showed it to three people because they learned in Shmiras HaLashon that that's the way to guarantee everyone will find out about it, and told the Mocha to be ready to send another one out in 3 years' time, which reminds us, Gilad Bar Manyumi protested someone occupying his property before Tri Amarayim. He came the next year to protest again, but they told him it was unnecessary because Rav said, Kevin Shemicho Shana Rishona, once he protested the first year, Shuv Einu Tzarich Limchos, he no longer has to protest during those 3 years. Still, Bar Kabara said, Vesar Limchos Besov Kol Gimel Vagimel, he must protest at the end of every 3 years, otherwise the Machzik establishes a Chazak because he can reasonably have lost his shtar since his possession went unchallenged for 3 years. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step do you discuss if one can be machzik nixe boreach, a fugitive's property? That's on Dav. Lamed Ches. Good. Number 2. Which step do you compare the case of grabbing the silver bar to a single aide who's testifying about 3 years of a chazaka? That's on Dav. Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which step do you learn that the owner must make a mocha once every 3 years? That's on Dav. Lamatask. And number 4. Which daf do we discuss Matanta Timirta, a secret gift document? That's on daf. Mem. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss what the din is if an outsider took possession of disputed property and the meaning of Gazlan shall rob me love shmei Gazlan? That's on daf. Lamed Hey. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we about Rav Bar Rav Huna's principle that anything which was said before three people, there's no prohibition of Lashon Hora to repeat it? That's on daf. Lamatask. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss for whom a moda is written, and if Eidim must record knowledge of the coercion? That's on Dav. Ma'am. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you have a question if Beis Din seizes a disputed boat? That's on Dav. Lamadad. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you discuss which activities in front of Eidim need permission to record in a shtar? That's on Dav. Ma'am. Good. And number 10, which of the case where the mocha tells the Eidim not to tell the machzik directly, but they can tell others? That's on Dav. Lamates. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Golder from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.